Hello and welcome to The Chirp, where we chat with Keene's creative minds. I'm Andrew Michaud, and I'm here with one of Keene State's trumpet players. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Trevor Adams.
I know you play the trumpet, but do you play any other instruments?
Well, as part of the music major curriculum, I'm learning the piano as well. I wouldn't call myself a piano player by any means, but it is something I do. And then very casually, I'm not in any groups. I'm not in any of the choirs or anything, but I also dabble a bit in singing.
Awesome. So what got you started in music?
In music? Wow. Like all the way back? I mean, I've just always liked music because, you know, it's just such a, I don't really, this is, this is such a vague thing to say, but I mean, it's just, music is very nice to listen to, obviously. And in elementary school, at least in my elementary school, everyone had to do a bit of music. So everyone had to sing, everyone had to play recorder, everyone had to play piano, for better or for worse. And then in fifth grade, they introduced us all to more of the actual band instruments rather than string instruments. And I thought that, hey, trumpet sounds like a fun idea. So I started playing trumpet then, and I have ever since.
What's your favorite memory in music?
Favorite memory in music? I think, if anything, it's probably any of the times where I'm playing in the Keene State Jazz Combos, because I feel really at peace there, and I feel that I can be myself and express myself without much or any judgment. And I think that just allows me to kind of be me, and I really enjoy that sense of freedom that it provides.
So how many times have you participated in the Jazz Combo then?
Well, I'm a second semester freshman, so I took Jazz Combos last semester as well as this semester, because I took a little bit of jazz. I took some jazz band classes in high school, and I thought that I wanted to start off with something small in college, so I decided to take Jazz Combo. So I've done it both semesters, and I've been to every rehearsal. I haven't missed one because it's probably my favorite class.
On the topic of favorites, is jazz one of your favorite genres to play or to listen to?
Oh, I'd say to play, absolutely. I mean, classical music, don't get me wrong, it can be like very beautiful if it's played right. But I mean, jazz, there's just so much more freedom that you're allowed because of just the format, the improvisation. Listening wise, I would say that I really enjoy it, but I just don't listen to enough of it just in my day to day in order to call it my favorite, but I do definitely enjoy it a whole lot.
All right. So that freedom jazz gives you, why is that important to you in music?
Well, I think that's important because in, like, say, concert band, again, I'm going to say that concert band is not bad by any means, but in concert band, you're pretty much restricted to the ink that's on the page. You have to play what's written on the page, or else it might be a little weird. It might sound awkward next to other parts, unless that's what the piece is going for. Or, you know, it might just sound weird or out of place. But in jazz, having the freedom to express yourself and just kind of do what you want is just such an amazing feeling, because you can just be yourself. You're the only one who's limiting yourself. You can really do whatever you want. I mean, provided that it fits with the tune you're playing, but you can do whatever you want. You can just go do as much as you want, do as little as you want. And provided that you sound confident, it's all on purpose. That's just kind of how jazz is as a genre.
I like that. That gives a very confident view of jazz. It's like a very confident form of music. So actually, on that note, so I'm unfamiliar with the music side, like the making music side of jazz. So where do you like decide where the improv comes in? Because obviously there are some songs that are like written out that are, you know, songs to be played in a certain way. But jazz, of course, has that improv component of it. So where do you figure out where to make it your own?
Usually, whenever we're playing a tune, we're reading out of this big book of jazz tunes called The Real Book. And it's mainly just the melody of the tune, and then there are also chords for the accompaniment and for improvisation. So we play through the tune, and then Steve Cady, the teacher for the class, basically just designate someone's like, all right, you improvise. Not just kind of out of the blue. And I think that's kind of one of the more fun things about it. It's just that you're just kind of thrown in there and you just have to improvise. And you just improvise. You pick your notes based on the chords that are given to you, the key signature, whatever the piece sounds like. You should usually try to stay in the style. So if it's in a very loud, brash style, you should reflect that in your playing. If it's like a very slow melodic ballad, then you should try to stay with slower notes, but also try to maintain some nice tone in there. So you just kind of go with the chords. You basically just make your own melody in that case. And that's just, you try to make it your own that way.
All right, awesome. That certainly does sound fun.
It certainly can be fun.
So, is there anything that you're excited to see performed in the combo?
This has been like probably going to be the highlight of my day because I mean I've had a pretty good day so far, but I mean the jazz combo is a very fun time for me, so I'm very excited to perform myself. I don't really know the pieces that the other combos have prepared, but I mean that's just a little bit of a nice surprise for me to witness later tonight, but I'm really excited for the stuff my combo has to play because, well, I'm playing it.
That's where you guys are performing this tonight or today sometime, right?
Yeah, we're performing at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Well, that's when the concert starts, but there are three combos, so my group is performing last out of the three.
Ah, okay. And I was talking to Steve Cady actually, and does he usually go by Professor? You had me call him Steve
Oh,
yesterday, but
we call him Steve.
Steve. Okay, all right. I'll do that too then. Steve mentioned that you guys have a few pieces by Chick Corea.
I'm not very knowledgeable about his music or just his life because sadly he passed away this year. I'm not entirely sure of the date, but he passed away this year. And when we were messing around, just playing some tunes at the beginning of the semester, Steve brought up a couple by Chick Corea, and they were very challenging. I think that's a staple, at least of the two that we're playing, if not his whole repertoire of music. But they're very challenging, but they're very fun to play, and in a way, our combo's performance is half of a tribute to him and his music.
It was also mentioned yesterday when I spoke to Steve that the performance will be outside, and you'll be able to do it in person again for one of the first times in a while.
Yeah, so the concert itself is advertised to be a live streamed event where you can tune in on the Redfern Arts Center website. However, because we are performing outside in just right by the Redfern rather than, say, in the alumni recital hall like last time, anyone who happens to be around can come by and watch and listen in person. And I think that's such a great thing to finally have some live jazz. I mean, it was live, somewhat live last time because it was live streamed, but I think it's just a lot better to be able to hear it in person because you get to be there and you get to kind of connect with the performers as they're playing.
Is performing live again important to you as a musician, especially in jazz? It seems like there's a more personal connection to it.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely important. Obviously, I know that with COVID restrictions, it's very important that we all keep our safety. And I think that is absolutely the number one priority. But I think that transitioning back to live performances as much as we can will help to allow everyone to get to know the just the music a lot better so that everyone can, instead of, I don't know, watching a recording or a live stream, they can be there and witness it themselves rather than being disconnected by a computer screen.
If there was one thing that you could share with the world about jazz music in particular, what would that be? Or music in general?
Wow, that's a big question. People don't listen to jazz very often. I think it's not a very common thing because most of the time there isn't a lot of, at least in my mind, there aren't a lot of modern jazz artists that come to mind. Then again, I haven't really gone out there and tried to find jazz artists myself. But I think that even though it might have its roots in a much older tradition than like more modern music, like it's coming from like the early, we're just like the early 1900s, mid 1900s. I think that even despite that, you can still get such a good experience out of it because, yeah, you can watch a concert band perform a piece and it will sound relatively different to, say, another concert or another band that's performing the same piece because they're playing from the same page, but with maybe some instrument changes, maybe some intonation things. But with jazz, I think even if you perform the same songs, provided you haven't written out a solo for yourself, even though you're playing the same songs, even if you were to do the same tunes for multiple concerts, it would be a different experience every time, or at least much more of a different experience because the improvisation, yeah, some people have the things that they like to do in their improvisation, but it'll always be something different. Same things like the order, you don't know the order in which people are going to improvise, but also the individual improvisations themselves. It's just something new every time, and I think that's something worth listening to, that's something worth investing time in because it's such a great art form for people who enjoy expressing themselves through music.
So you mentioned the order in which people are improvising during the set. Does that make jazz a little more interpersonal between the performers than like a concert band, would you say? You have to read each other a little more?
Yeah, I'd say so because I mean, something that you certainly can do is that if you hear something in someone else's improvisation that you like, you can kind of steal it, you can quote it from them. That's something you can do, but I think even just the different transitions between, say, a trumpet improvisation versus a piano improvisation, like those are two very different things. Like generally trumpet is a much more out there instrument, whereas piano is generally softer with faster notes. It goes from something maybe louder when the trumpet's improvising to something a little bit more melodic and quiet to when a pianist is performing, for example.
Was there anything you'd like to add as we're wrapping up here?
Definitely try to listen to jazz music. Anyone who has even the slightest interest in doing so, because it's such a great genre. There's so much under the umbrella term of jazz. There's a lot to listen to. And a great way to do that, that's a great transition. A great way to do that is to tune in to my radio show. I have a radio show called The Book, Saturdays, 1 to 2 p.m., where I play jazz music and I talk just a little bit, but it's mainly just about the music. There's no real pattern to it. I just kind of play songs that I found that I really enjoy. And I feel like that's a good way for both listeners and for even myself to kind of branch out and listen to new music because even I'm finding new stuff listening through and trying to come up with what I'm going to play.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you very much, Trevor. It's been a pleasure. I wish you the best of luck tonight.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to The Chirp. Music provided by composer Nathaniel Bridges. See you next time.